Good evening.
Good evening.
Everybody's here, I see. Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa, Yudula Jaminka, Dati, Tera. All of that, you know, you've got savvy. Kaberinat Amcha Sagveinu Ahareinu Ora Ufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Vershe Yehudcha Givava Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The letter Dalet created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars. And the Nun created the constellation Akrav, the Scorpio. Ba'achen ta'charen Ba'achame sitata Ami Betet Reish, Zaditat Gimel. Kasim Kadosh, Filo Tuka, Ael Adata, Esufet, Tet Nunayan. Yahid Gea, Lamcha Pune, Do Prekidu Shata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Ku. Shavatenu Kabel, Uchmasiaka Tenu, Yodea, Alumot, Shid Kufal, Sadi Yutaf. We're reading from Samuel Beth. V'shamti makom le'amin le'Yisrael untati v'shah tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ha'asher barishona. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Lech Lecha, this section 3, Now Hashem said to Avram, and this section is Sitre Torah. Verse 12, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Adenu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Adenu Kunenehu. Gam Milela Nachit Bamit Lano Legoyama Mine Yama Yitzmalia Dihu Mekora Vikol Mayim Denavin Vikoteya Mitzpalgin Kol Memo Vibreshit Shakiyu Vibyainta Beyatalyam. Zeronpin arises from after he has received the Mohin from Bina, and he descends throughout his journeys to the sea, which is the Nukwa. So he gives his abundance to the Nukwa. He fills the sea as he is the source of all the lights. that spring in the sea. Underneath him, all the waters of the beginning of the creation are divided. The watering of the garden, which is Malchut, depends on him, who is Zeranpin. This verse is explaining to you why married women wear hair coverings. Because Zeranpin, the male, rises up to Bina to receive the Mohin, the three upper sephirot that belongs to the female. And he acts as a channel to share those with her during their intimate relationships. Since her hair is an antenna that she's been receiving all of her life as an unmarried woman, as a maiden, and as a child, she's been receiving these upper-level energy from the universe at large through the antenna of her hair. And now that she becomes married and she starts to receive this Keter Chachma Bina through her husband and he acting as her channel, if she continues to receive uninterrupted the energy through her hair, it's too much for the vessel. She's receiving this type of energy from two sources that don't communicate with each other. And God forbid the vessel will break, the vessel will become chaotic. And this is why she wears a hair covering. Does anybody have any questions? Today's class is the 10th class in the Esther Sephiroth series. And we are about halfway through the Hakdamah, the introduction. It can be found on the Revealed Wisdom section of the Yeshem website. And click the second column from the left. I believe it's the 9th or 10th row down. Click on the 10 Luminous Emanations link, and then scroll down to class number 10. We are about halfway through the Hakdamah, the introduction, which consists of 156 sections. What do you think Rabbi Ashlag has left to discuss with us? Contemplating this and doing self-evaluation helps connect you to your intuition. It is suggested that you do this meditation during this next week before we get too much further along in the reading. There is a connection to the central column whenever you are halfway through something. Section 75. Hence, the question arises, how can one acquire the first degree of love of God, the first degree of conditional love, which is love that comes through the multitude of goodness that one receives from the loved one, when there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world? Moreover, according to the above, one must go through the first two forms of providence by way of concealment of the face. In other words, his face, meaning his measure of goodness, the conduct of the good is to do good, is concealed at that time. Please see section 47. Therefore, at that time, one experiences pain and suffering. Nevertheless, we learn that the whole practice of Torah and work out of choice is conducted primarily during that time of concealment of the face. If so, how can it be that one will be awarded the second attribute of conditional love? Being that he loved one has always done only wondrous and wonder and plentiful good, and never caused him any harm at all, and even more so when he attains the third degree or the fourth. I pasted section 47 so we can get a better understanding of this. We must first understand what is the meaning of the face of the Creator, about which the writing says, I will hide my face. It can be thought of as a person who sees his friend's face and knows him right away. However, when he sees him from behind, he's not certain of his identity. He might doubt, perhaps he is another and not his friend. So is the matter before us. Everyone knows and feels that the Creator is good, and that it is the conduct of the good to do good. Hence, when the Creator generously bestows upon his creations, it is considered that his face is revealed to his creations. This is because then everyone knows and senses him, since he behaves according to his name, as we have seen above regarding open providence. My comment to section 75. As we have learned, Torah study causes us to change. Rabbi Ashlag is teaching us that we do this most of the time when we do not see the face of the Creator. And in fact, most of our Torah study is performed when we are in double concealment. When we do the actions of the mitzvot without being able to sense any effect, this causes us to move out of double concealment to single concealment, and ultimately to the revelation of the face and providence of Hashem. Section 76. Indeed, we dive into deep waters here. At the very least, we must fish out a precious gem from this. For that purpose, let us examine the words of our sages. You shall see your world in your life, and your end to the life of the next world. We must understand why they did not say, you will receive your world in your life, but only see. If they wanted to bless, they should have blessed wholly, meaning to acquire and receive his world in his life. We must also understand why should one see his next world in his life. At least his end will be in the life of the next world. Moreover, why did they place this blessing first? My commentary. It is very important for a student of Kabbalah to start to ask questions based on what is not said as much as what is said. Please learn this well. First, we must understand how is the seeing of the next world in one's life. Certainly, we cannot see anything spiritual with corporal eyes. It is also not the Creator's conduct to change the laws of nature. This is because the Creator originally arranged these conducts in this manner because they are the most successful for their purpose. Through them one comes to cleave unto him. As it is written, the Lord hath made all things for his own purpose. Therefore, we must understand how one sees one's world in one's life. My commentary. This section is hinting towards astral travel and far vision techniques. Far vision techniques were experimented by the CIA during the 70s and the 80s. In this school, they taught people to astral travel to the file rooms in the Kremlin and read the papers in the file in order to steal the information and the secrets. You can Google this information to find out more about it. In this section, Rabbi Ashlag is telling us to see our life in the world that is coming. Section 78. I shall tell you that this seeing comes to a person through the opening of the eyes in the Holy Torah, as it is written, "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." It is about this that the soul is sworn before it comes to the body. And even if the whole world says you are righteous, be wicked in your own eyes, specifically in your own eyes. In other words, as long as you have not attained the opening of the eyes in the Torah, regard yourself as wicked. Do not fool yourself with your reputation in the entire world as righteous. Now you can understand why they place the blessing, "You shall see your world in your life," at the beginning of all those blessings. It is because prior to that, one is not even awarded the property of being incompletely righteous. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is telling us that this spiritual seeing is due to our connection to the Creator using the Hebrew letters. Also, if all 7 billion human beings say that you are righteous, then you need to realize that even all of humanity does not see everything. Know that the spiritual laws that I am teaching you supersede your own perceptions and senses. This is one of the most important things to learn and to live. Section 79. We have yet to understand. If a person knows himself, if he knows within himself that he has already kept the whole Torah, and the whole world agrees with him in that, why is that not enough for him at all? Instead, he is sworn to continue regarding himself as wicked. Is it because that wondrous degree of opening his eyes in the Torah is missing in him that you compare him to a wicked person? My commentary. I will let Rabbi Ashlag answer his own question. Even when we have connection to our intuition, there is still a spiritual law that says we cannot always see the cause, since our intuition sometimes is told to misdirect us. This is so that other people will always have the option of free will. This comes when we see that people are mistaken. If we always saw someone who is always right, he becomes a channel for other people and takes away their free will. That is why tzaddikim have to leave the world, so that other people find the connection and the flow of information difficult. So this keeps free will in place and active. Excuse me. Section 80. Indeed, the four measures of people's attainment of his providence over them have already been explained. Two of them are in concealment of the face, and two are in disclosure of the face. Also, the reason for the concealment of the face from the people has been explained. It is deliberately to give people room for labor and engage in his work in Torah and mitzvot out of choice. This is because this increases the contentment of the Creator from their work in his Torah and mitzvot, more than his contentment from his angels above, who have no choice and whose work is coerced. Anok's commentary. Do you see what I see? How can it be considered coercion if the angels have no free will and they just do what they are told? Do you remember the Midrash regarding the fallen angels? How can the angels fall? Or even chapter 6 of Genesis that speaks of angels interbreeding with human women due to their beauty. Actually, contrary to the church's teachings, angels do have freedom of action. They do have free will. This is not free will. Freedom of action is not free will. Since they are closer to the light, they see what is the consequences of their actions. And this is what stops them from having free will. Free will is making choices without knowing the consequences. The ultimate level of free will is to choose to do actions of good without knowing the effect of those actions. When an entity knows the effect of an action, they still have freedom of action, but it is not considered free will. An angel has freedom of action, but not free will. Man chooses what he chooses without knowing the effects of his actions. When he chooses good over evil, this gives pleasure to the Creator. This sharing with the Creator is what creates a circuit of energy. The Creator shares and the human being receives. When the human receives for the purpose of sharing pleasure back to the Creator, this circuit of energy is completed. This is the ultimate life lesson. When this is learned in whatever form it takes, the ultimate tikkun is achieved. Section 81. Despite the above praise for concealment of face, it is still not considered wholeness, but only as transition. This is the place from which the longed-for wholeness is attained. This means that any reward for a mitzvah that is prepared for a person is acquired only through one's labor in Torah and good deeds during the concealment of the face when he engages out of choice. This is so because one feels sorrow out of his strengthening in his faith, in keeping his will. And one's whole reward is measured only according to the pain he suffers from keeping the Torah and the mitzvah. As it is written, the reward is according to the pain. My commentary. This is where the statement, this is the worst of all worlds, even worse than Gehinnom, comes from. When we do not know the cause of the pain, then we can receive the pain through acceptance. In Gehinnom, we know why we are cleansing. On this physical earth, the pain is cleansing, but we do not know the reason why. This multiplies the reward because when we choose to be happy in the cleansing, despite the pain, the reward, the effect, becomes greater. Section 82. Hence, every person must experience that transit period of concealment of the face. When he completes it, he is rewarded with open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. And before he is rewarded with revelation of the face, and although he sees the posterior side, he cannot refrain from ever committing a sin. Not only is he unable to keep all 613 mitzvot, since love does not come by coercion and compulsion, but one is not complete even in the 612 mitzvot, since even his sphere is not fixed as it should be. This is the meaning of the Torah having a gematria of 611. That one cannot properly observe even 612 mitzvot. This is the meaning of he will not always contend. In the end, one will be awarded the revelation of the face. My commentary. What is the backside of chesed? We will learn in the Sefer Yesefirot that the backside of each Sefirot is the next lower Sefirot. The answer to the posed question is Gevura. This helps to understand the meaning and limitations in the use of Gematria. Also, the ultimate purpose of existence is to learn to love the Creator. To reach this consciousness, we need to experience the double concealment of Hashem. Once this is done, which is our physical existence in this generation, the effect to receive the fear of Hashem and then learn to be to do the mitzvot all over again in the correct manner. Once that is accomplished, the effect is to receive love of Hashem. Where does that happen? In the world that is coming. That world occurs in the physical world. It is not in heaven, which is a place that does not have concealment. A person in heaven cannot change inner changes. A person in heaven cannot change himself. Change only takes place in single concealment and in double concealment of the Creator. This is the spiritual system. Section 83. The first degree of the revelation of the face is the attainment of the providence of reward and punishment in utter clarity. This comes to a person only through his salvation. When one is awarded the opening of eyes in the Holy Torah in wonderful attainment and becomes a flowing spring in any mitzvah in the Holy Torah that one has already kept of his own choice, one is granted seeing the reward of the mitzvah in it, intended for him in the next world as well as the great loss in the transgression. My commentary. Please read this section carefully and fully. Reward of the mitzvah in it is a good example. What is it? It is the Holy Torah. One sees the cause and effect of each mitzvah in the Holy Torah. Does that cause one to continue to do the mitzvah? If you know the effect of your actions, you are on the level of the angels. Man is created to grow to an even higher level than that of the angels. full explanation will be seen in later sections. Section 84. And although the reward is not yet in his hand, since the reward of a mitzvah is not in this world, the clear attainment is quite sufficient for him from now on to feel the great pleasure while performing each mitzvah. This is so because all that is about to be collected is deemed collected. For example, take a merchant who made a deal and gained a large sum. Even through the profit will come to him after a long time, but if he is certain beyond any shadow of a doubt that the profit will come to him in time, he is as happy as if the money had come to him immediately. My commentary. Once one sees the cause-effect of an action that one performs, the action with joy rather than as a burden. Also, once one reaches this level, one is able to borrow the funds, borrow the energy, and use it in this physical world. The bank is always available. That is the meaning of the teaching. Bina is the energy store. Section 85. Naturally, such providence testifies that from now on he will cleave to the Torah and the mitzvot with his heart, with his soul, and with all his might, and that he will retire from the sins as if escaping from a fire. And although he is not yet a completely righteous person, since he has not yet acquired repentance from love, his great adhesion in the Torah and good deeds help him slowly to be granted repentance from love, meaning the second degree of the revelation of the face, then one can keep all 613 mitzvot in full, and he becomes a completely righteous person. My commentary. How does one keep a mitzvah relating to the king if one is not the king? Now you begin to understand that the study of the Torah is fulfilling the mitzvah of the king. An alternative understanding is that each person is a king in his own right, so each mitzvah relates to each person in its alternative worlds and incarnations. Verse 86. Now we thoroughly understand what we asked concerning the oath, that the soul is sworn before it comes to this world. Even if the whole world says you are righteous, be wicked in your own eyes. We ask, since the whole world agrees that he is righteous, why must he still consider himself wicked? Does he not trust the entire world? We must also add concerning the phrase, even if the whole world says, what is the connection between this and the testimony of the entire world? Since one knows oneself better than the rest of the world, they should have sown him. Does he not trust the entire world? We must also add concerning the phrase, even if the whole world says, what is the connection between this and the testimony of the entire world? Since one knows oneself better than the rest of the world, it should have sworn him, even if you know for yourself that you are righteous. Yet the most perplexing is that the Gemara explicitly states that one must know in one's soul that he is righteous or not. Thus there is an obligation and possibility to truly be completely righteous. Yet the most perplexing is that the Gemara explicitly states that one must know if one in one's soul if he is righteous or not. Thus there is an obligation and a possibility to be completely righteous. Yet the most perplexing is that the Gemara explicitly states that one must know in one's soul if he is righteous or not. Thus there is an obligation and a possibility to truly be completely righteous. Moreover, one must delve and know this truth, if this is so. How is the soul sworn to always be wicked in its own eyes, and to know whether it is wicked? Moreover, one must delve and know this truth. If this is so, how is a soul sworn to always be wicked in its own eyes and to never know the actual truth when our sages have obligated the contrary? My commentary, these stages are very confusing. They will become clearer later on. These statements are confusing. They will become clearer below. Section 87. The words are very precise indeed. As long as one has not been awarded the opening of eyes in the Torah, in wondrous attainment, sufficient for him to clear the attainment of reward and punishment, he will certainly not be able to deceive himself and consider himself righteous. This is because he will necessarily feel that he lacks the two most comprehensive mitzvot in the Torah, namely love, and the other is fear. Even attaining complete fear in a way that he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly due to his great fear of punishment and the great loss from transgressing is completely unimaginable before he is rewarded. Does anybody have any questions? I had mentally thought I would stop here. We still have about 20 minutes, but as you can tell, I'm doing some excessive coughing today. Any questions?
Can you explain again what does to see the face of the Creator mean?
It means you're receiving goodness. There's no pain or suffering that's going on in your life at that particular moment. Everything you do is working well and you're receiving pleasure from your actions. There's no chaos. There's no pain and suffering. That's seeing the face of the Creator.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I'm going to wish you all a beautiful week and remind you that the energy of the month can be very stressful. So keep your cool and keep doing binding by striking. Speak to you soon.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.